You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. And on 15 Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in approximately, I used to say 15 minutes or less. We can go over. It's approximately 15 minutes. Today, I have Giuseppe Grammatico. We call him Gigi, the franchise guide. He is a franchising advisor who has owned a number of master franchise licenses and enjoyed a successful franchising career, guiding over 200 individuals through business ownership, many for the first time. In addition to two decades of franchising, he also has 20 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. Gigi has assisted over 1,000 individuals and businesses with their investments and achieved over $1 billion, that's a B, $1 billion in sales. Gigi, I'm humbled to have you on the show. Excited for this conversation.
Excited, Ben. Looking forward to it. Been looking forward to it all week. So
I like to ask, because the bio makes you sound cool and you are cool, but is there anything that isn't in the bio? Anything about you to give us a little more context on who you are?
Yeah, I was reading over that question. And I'm like, what's missing in there? Aside, you know, there's so many other things. So interesting fact, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a pizza fanatic. We've owned an Italian restaurant for my family for 40 years, and actually recently had a pizza named after me. So I have the Grammatico at a local. Friend of mine, Jersey Shore Barbecue here in New Jersey. Yeah. And so I have a pizza named after me. So I thought that was like, I said, you know, I made it. I got a pizza named after me. I can step away. So something kind of cool. But I'm a big pizza fanatic, grew up in that industry. And that's how I got my start in my entrepreneurial journey.
Walk us through the Grammatico. Is it a white or red? We'll start there. Or maybe is it?
Yeah, it's a barbecue fusion. My wife's a vegetarian, so the restaurant. So my wife's vegetarian, so it's actually a veggie pie with smoked vegetables. So it's pretty interesting if you want to eat a little bit healthier.
Veggie pie with smoked vegetables.
Smoked veg. Yep.
Sounds another stupid, silly side note question. Is it a franchisable pizza shop you guys have, or are you guys built it from scratch?
This is our friend's restaurant. They have a few locations, and we've talked about the pros and cons of and different types of ownership, from leasing to franchising. So who knows what the future will bring? So I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. And I'm hungry this time of day, but we'll step away. I always like to kind of set the stage for some of the actionable stuff with a insight or a quote. What do you have for us today, Gigi?
Yeah, so one of the quotes I always loved was fortune favors the bold. And then I look back at that quote, and fortune, if you read a lot of Napoleon Hill's work, people interpret that differently, fortune as money. So then I said, well, what's more important than money to me, and why I got into business ownership? And it was financial and time freedom. And I would say more time freedom than anything else. So I call it, I changed the quote. So hopefully I'm not stealing this. I'm maybe just changing a word.
Sure.
And it's freedom favors the bold. And what that quote really means is, you know, aside from fortune, we all want more money, but freedom is all about, as I mentioned, time freedom, being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. So, and the bold is for those people that are risk takers, that are going out there and taking that risk and maybe starting their own business, investing in real estate, you know, all the various vehicles that there are out there. So people that do, at the end of the day, take that risk, right? Take that leap of faith. Those are the people that can really, you know, gain that time and financial freedom.
You're bold, Gigi. And I, in a moment, I'm going to think about what freedom looks like to me. But everyone, I want everyone to reflect, like, what does freedom look like to you? I'm curious for you and in your life, in your lifestyle, as a bold a business owner, a consultant, well, you do this in part for the freedom it gives you. Well, what does that freedom look like for you? Well, what kind of life are you looking to live?
Yeah, I've noticed in my 20s, 30s, and now 40s that freedoms and what I wanted from the business has changed. At first, it was in my 20s, it was all about money. Not so much the time freedom, but just the money and what that can create for me. But as I got older, we had our first child. It was all about time and the time to spend with them. So, I used to envy the neighbor that maybe had the Ferrari or the huge home or maybe multiple homes, and that's great. But when you peel the onion back and notice that they're working, hundreds of hours, 100 hours plus a week, always traveling, never home, I'm like, wait a second, this really isn't aligned with what I want and what I truly want. And I've been able to create that life is nothing fancy. Being home every day, I work from home. I work from my home, which is awesome. I became a soccer coach, never missing a soccer game. To me, that's worth more than $1 billion. I mean, it just being there for family, being able to take vacation with my family, going to the soccer games, doing traveling, doing the things I want to do. Am I a billionaire? No. I mean, the money definitely is a bonus, but it's really about building the life I want, never having to travel. I travel few times a year. So those are the things that are important to me, but they may be different to someone like yourself or the next person. So it's really figuring out what is success in your eyes and then aligning, your goals, right? Your hours, your work schedules and things like that to really align with that. And I see a lot of misalignment with people that I work with.
What is success in your eyes? And then aligning around what's going to work best for you. I know personally, and I'm still figuring it out, guys, but entrepreneurship has given me a lot of freedoms. Have you found that franchise ownership allows for a lot of that freedom? Some people might be concerned that it's high risk and that it'll take away from their ability to be with their family, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe just riff on that. Like, does franchise ownership allow you to still have those freedoms?
100%. It goes back to, we'll even take it a step back. It has to do with business ownership. A franchise obviously is a structured system. They've kind of figured it out and you follow that system. So to answer your question, yes, I think a franchise in general, assuming again that you did the research and you're buying a franchise that's a good fit for you, via your skill sets, the hours you want to work, is it brick and mortar? Are you working from home? But 100%. The advantage of the franchise, or the unfair advantage, as I talk about in my book, is that they can really get you up and running quickly. So you can buy a service-based business, like an executive coaching business or a business coaching business, and be up and running in as little as 30 to 60 days and potentially generating revenue. So you do have that advantage because you go to training and you're off to the races. But yeah, the business itself, once the key is, whether it's a franchise or not, the systems are in place, that the right people are in place, and they are empowered to make certain decisions, you can absolutely have that time freedom because you don't need to be in the office every day. You may not even need an office. People are making those decisions, moving the ball forward, and you're not creating this bottleneck that I see a lot of business owners create, including myself, where you have to make the final decision on everything. So it's really designing that business so that you can step away and that business can grow, right, exponentially with additional employees and additional staff.
Makes sense. And you mentioned this is covered in your book. We don't have time to cover the entire book, but tell us a little bit. I want to add it to the show notes. Tell us a little bit about your book and possibly why you wrote it.
Yeah. So Franchise Freedom is the book. I got it behind me as well. So the book it's a very short read. It's not to sell. It doesn't sell anything. It talks about the differences between franchise ownership, business ownership, the risks also in having a job, right? There's also people don't realize that having a job is also risky, as there's always going to be risk in just basically anything we do. But it just talks about what a franchise is, what a franchise, you know, that unfair advantage of getting up and running. But I wanted to get just kind of everything out of my head to really outline the things to consider before, you know, looking at specific businesses, specific franchises. Learn what a franchise is, compare that to a startup, and then how does that compare to your job? And in many cases, you can keep your job. You know, that's the most important thing I get is you can keep your job and have a business on the side. It's about finding that business that will allow you to be semi-absentee, that will allow you to keep the job and maybe, you know, help you find that general manager where the marketing and call center are all kind of handled for you. So there's lots of advantages there. So it's not about, you know, you read it and it's going to sell you on why you should buy a franchise. It's really outlining, these are kind of your options. These are some things to consider. You know, you want to have money set aside, obviously, if you're going to go do this full-time. But if you're doing it on the side, factor in, you know, the cost of a general manager. So we talk about that. We talk about another important thing, building a team. And we're not going to cover the whole book, but
sure,
building the team of having an attorney, having an accountant, financial advisor. You know, that's fun. Those three individuals from this that all talk to one another, that all communicate on your behalf to make the best decisions for you. So so that's you know, that's what the book is about. It's a quick read, and we love to you know, answer any questions on the book, because it starts the conversation on you know, if someone should look into a franchise now or hold off into the near future.
Yeah, starting the conversation, education. The thing that sticks out to me is unfair advantages. I know, Gigi, you and I talked a little bit about unfair advantages in marketing when I was on your podcast, Franchise Freedom. So I'll put, it's called Franchise Freedom, right? With Gigi, the franchise guy.
We kept it the same, right? I was like, why not? We'll call the book and the show.
I like the uniform branding there. I'll put that in the show notes. Before we get into our action step, is there any other way that we can support you and keep learning more about this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I encourage everyone, if you just want to learn about various, the book is a guide, an overall kind of, let's kind of look big picture. But if you want to dive into any specific topics, as you mentioned, I had you on the show. We're about 127 episodes today, actually, on the website. I encourage anyone to really just check it out, you know, see, you know, if there's a particular topic that maybe interests you, from the legal end to maybe you're just fast forwarding and want to know how to sell your business. We have David C. Barnett, a good friend of mine, that talks about exit strategies and how to sell your business. So I encourage everyone to check out the shows. It's Gigi, the Franchise Guide. It's GUIDE.com/podcast. You could take a look. And if you have any interest to, as far as an introduction to any guests, let me know. I'll be more than glad. So, yeah, no cost to it. The book is free on the website as well. And it's just it's a great way to gather some information and decide kind of what your path is.
One thing I just perked up, you said, is if you will help bridge that gap and make introductions to guests. So
yeah,
you might just want to reach out to Gigi just to make a friend and kind of share networks and start networking and share ideas. So that's always an option. We mentioned being bold. We mentioned going and getting things done. Out of everything we've discussed today, let's synthesize and just one action step that someone can easily start to implement so they don't just turn this off and forget the conversation forever. What do you recommend as an action step for us to do today?
An action step, and this is just something that I've used, is the idea, and I'll explain why, of time blocking. And that's been my action step. So the reason I bring that up is I've done away with to-dos and planners. I've thrown them all out. I use Google Calendar and I time block, because every single week I talk to someone that tells me they don't have time. And I'm a pretty busy guy, you know, a coach. We have the podcast, the business, and there's a million other things. And as far as an action step goes, for those people that tell me they don't have the time. And I go, if you don't have the time, obviously, how are you going to run a business and keep your job? But if you get into the habit of time blocking and just saying, these are my times that no one bothers me. And I did that 20 plus years ago when I bought my first business, putting aside 12 to 1, I wasn't to be bothered. No phone calls, no emails. That's when my research and calls were done. I think that's a great actionable step to get you into the mode of time blocking, setting aside and making owning a business a priority so that you can say, okay, now that I've scheduled that hour, maybe I can squeeze in another hour and run this second business while keeping my job with the plan of potentially leaving my employer at some point, or maybe never. Maybe it's always a side business, but time blocking has been a game changer for me, from putting your workouts on there to date night with my wife, or we actually do lunches on Fridays. So 12 to 2, if you'd never see that available, I'm on my lunch date. Giving away my secrets, but putting those time blocks of the important stuff first, then filling it in, you know, with business and work, has been a complete game changer. I know it's very general, but it's been a game changer. And then that creates things such as, okay, I need to improve this area in my finances. Well, you put aside 30 minutes every Friday. That is just, you can never, reschedule. It has to get done. The hour towards work and towards your business, the hours towards your workout, it's a complete game changer. So
you said it's a game changer. I couldn't agree more. If anyone who's listening has tried to book in my calendar, it's very difficult because I've done that. I've time blocked a lot. However, I'll manually add people in that are important to me, but I set up my calendar to be time blocked where it's impossible for me to get overwhelmed. We need to take time for ourselves. So we'll say it one more time. It's a game changer. It's great insight. You are a great resource. You are the guide for anything franchising and business ownership. So I recommend people do support Gigi in any way they can. Man, thanks again for coming on the show. This has been quick, but it's been fun.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I tell everyone, I encourage everyone that's thought about it and wants to have a conversation. We do a 20-minute call with everyone. Go right to the website, ggthefranchiseguide.com. I forgot to mention the most important thing. There's no charge for our service. We're like similar to an executive recruiter. So franchise companies pay our fees. So just to have the chat, there's never a contract or a cost to work with us. And if you just want some simple advice and some clarification, let's book a 20-minute call. We'd love to get you up to speed on the franchising world and answer any of your questions.
Hey, you can't be complimentary. Gigi, again, thanks for coming on. It's been fun.
Thanks, Ben. Great. I appreciate it. Thank you.